The pasuk at the end of the parasha says, "Lo talev ma'alot al mizbechi." Don't use steps, only use a ramp. The Kohanim, it would seem from the Gemara and Shabbos, that the garb that they wore in the times of Yetziat Mitzrayim were robes that reached the knees. And when you wear a robe that reaches the knees, so then when you climb a step, if you're not wearing underwear, so then one's private parts can be revealed. When your robe, when all you're wearing is a skirt or a robe that reaches the knees, and it's loose enough for you to move, so lifting your knees on a step would reveal one's private parts. The Pasuk is telling us an important concept. You just saw Sinai. You just saw the greatest revelation in the world. What naturally happens then? You start feeling like everything's holy. There's nothing wrong in the world. Everything's perfect. Everything's clean. Everything's just beautiful. And the Torah is saying, there are still private parts. There are still things that have to remain private and things that shouldn't be revealed. And don't get carried away with the ascension to the Mizbeach and feel like there's nothing wrong if as I'm ascending the Mizbeach, I'm revealing my private parts. No, the Rabbon Shalom says, retain that dignity as well. Connecting to spirituality and holiness can sometimes cause a person to lose their sensitivity that there are things that are mundane. You're not supposed to talk Divrei Torah in the bathroom. Don't say everything's holy to the point where I can even climb up steps. Torah says, no. Use a ramp. Remember that sensitivity as you approach the Mizbech, not to reveal your private parts.